With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton. It's a hot afternoon in Tuscarora, Maryland, and dairy farmer Chuck Fry is feeding 170 of his Holstein and Jersey cows in an open barn longer than a football field as large fans whirl to cool the animals off.
For every gallon of milk I get, I'm benefited by getting 3 gallons of manure. Now, that's a curse and a blessing. We use that 3 gallons of manure to grow next year's crops. So we store it and treasure it because it has a tremendous value.
But manure also does damage to the Chesapeake Bay, with farm runoff the single largest source of pollution in the estuary. And so Maryland 4 years ago imposed regulations to require farmers to mix and incorporate manure into the soil of their farm fields to reduce runoff and prohibit spreading in the winter when the ground is frozen and crops cannot absorb it. The pollution control rules were supposed to take effect on July 1st. But because Fry, president of the Maryland Farm Bureau, and others complained about the cost to the state's 430 dairy farmers, Governor Hogan's administration has proposed to weaken the regulations. Among the environmentalists protesting is Jeff Horstman, the Midshore Riverkeeper.
These changes, the proposed amendments, will result in more manure ending up in our rivers, which are already saturated from pollution from agriculture, nitrogen, and phosphorus.
It wasn't the first time that farmers have been reluctant to take basic steps to reduce their pollution into the Chesapeake Bay, and the government has accommodated their influential lobby. For example, the Bay Region states have long promoted fencing cattle out of streams, so the cows can't muddy stream banks and defecate into waterways. But more than 3 decades into the Bay cleanup effort, not only have none of the states required streamside fencing, neither they nor the EPA Bay program even attempt to track how many farmers follow this important practice, with estimates ranging from a quarter to half. Here's Chuck Fry again.
I hear the complaints of the farmers. I can think of several farmers that they just go on and on about the cost of the fencing. And, you know, if they make you fence the cows out of the creek, they're all going to quit. I think farmers, like anybody else, when you tell them you have to do something, the first reaction is, no, you're not. It's my land and I pay taxes.
7 years ago, the Obama administration set a goal of using financial incentives to encourage farmers to plant 900 miles per year of trees along waterways in the Bay watershed to act as natural filters. But because it's more lucrative and easier to keep the streamside land in corn, farmers have been signing up for only about 100 miles of these forested buffers per year, meaning the effort is far behind. On the positive side, more than 99% of Maryland farmers have fertilizer management plans meant to reduce overapplication of manure, which is better than Pennsylvania's 20%. But a 2015 survey by a University of Maryland researcher discovered that 61% of the farmers with plans do not follow them. And there's this. Maryland farmers plant more than 400,000 acres a year in cover crops to absorb excess fertilizer in the off-season. But state taxpayers pay $24 million a year to subsidize this practice. And if this government funding to farmers ever dried up, the farmers would stop, and the same old pollution would come running right back the next year. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project, sponsored by the Able Foundation. This program is independently owned, and the views expressed are solely my own.